Let's get started with our first two contestants and welcome Scott Bergeron and Sarah Brandt. Sarah, do you speak any other languages other than English?
I speak German and French and Arabic.
Wow, look at you. Did you speak these your whole life, or did you go to school for them?
I went to school and I've also lived abroad.
Huh. I think you're kind of bragging a little bit, but it's cool. I kind of grew up with them and I also live around the world, is what you're saying. That's cool. Scott, you sell chemistry supplies, so I need to ask you, have you ever cooked meth in your underwear like on Breaking Bad?
You would never want my meth, ever. I'm actually a bad chemist.
I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that bad meth is just as good as any meth. Our first game is called Mind in the Guttural. For this round, we're going to challenge both your mind and your mouth by asking for answers that have that guttural ha sound in them. Art, can you give us an example?
Sure. If we said, this painter had an eye for sunflowers but cut off his left earlobe, you'd say, Vincent van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. If you heard that a lot of times, people saying that to you, you would probably cut off your ear.
You'd go crazy.
You'd be like, we're done with this. And the winner of this round will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. It's the possibly mythical beast in Scotland that is incredibly good at hiding. Scott.
Loch Ness Monster?
Yes, that is correct. You wanted to say Loch Ness Monster, right? And then you remembered the game, and you're like, I really got to push this. Yeah. A braided bread traditionally eaten on the Sabbath, though it's good on any day. Sarah.
Challah.
Challah is right. He succeeded Stalin as secretary of the Communist Party in the Soviet Union, and he was not above banging his shoe on a desk to get his point across. Scott.
Brezhnev.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Sarah, can you steal?
It's on the tip of my tongue, but I don't think I can.
No? Okay.
The answer was Nikita Khrushchev.
All right, whatever. They're cool with that. Inspired by a line from the Mel Brooks film, The Producers, it's the seventh studio album by the concisely named rock band U2. Art, you want to give a hint?
It was my nickname in college.
Scott.
Achtung Baby?
Yes, that is right. It's Yiddish for cojones.
Chutzpah.
Sarah, with chutzpah, that is correct. I would have also accepted matzo balls. This German playwright wrote the book and lyrics to the Three Penny Opera, including the song Mack the Knife. Sarah.
Is it Brecht?
It is Brecht. I knew that that was the answer, but the way you said it had so much, like, you couldn't believe that you were saying it, that I actually had to look at the answer again. I was like, I don't know anymore. But yeah, nailed it. With a name that means Valley of the Deer in Gaelic and a deer on the label, this three-syllable single malt whiskey can be yours for a dear price. Sarah's just laughing. Just laughing.
It's the best-selling single malt whiskey in the world, and it's not Glenlivet.
Scott.
Glenfiddich.
Yes, exactly. This four-word German phrase made famous by John F. Kennedy could either mean that you're from the capital of Germany, or you're a delicious jelly-filled donut. Scott.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Yes, exactly. Art, how did our contestants do?
It was a close game, but Scott is our winner.
Congratulations, Scott. Thank you so much, Sarah. Scott will be moving on to our final round at the end of the show.
Help, need somebody help. Not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today. never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I finally changed my mind, I've opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me?
Thank you, Jonathan Colton.
You're welcome.
Help.
You're welcome.